It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor, I'm always glad to be with you. Glad to be your television friend. These are some things I brought to show you. Do you have any idea what they might be? Well, they're boxes that I took apart. Yeah, let's take them to the kitchen. I'll put them back together again and show you. Just some boxes that I had at home. And I thought, you know, these are things that we could use to build with. Yeah, there's seven here, seven boxes. There's one. See how that goes together? There's two. Three. Here's a bigger one. That's the same idea. Four. Five. Here's this big one. Now that fits in like that. Six. Six and one more is seven. There they are. When I started to put these things together, I guess it was this one that gave me so much trouble. I was trying to do it very fast, and I got it like that. I just couldn't get it together. And I realized that I would just have to take my time to do it right. So I did. And I thought to myself, I like to take my time. I mean that when I want to do a thing, I like to take my time to do it right. I mean I just might make mistakes if I should have to hurry up. And so I like to take my time to tie my shoes, to eat, to get dressed, to go to sleep at night, to sing a song for you. And everything I do, I like to take my time. I mean that when I want to do a thing, I like to take my time to do it right. I mean I just might make mistakes if I should have to hurry up. And so I like to take my time. to take my time. I mean that when I want to do a thing, I like to take my time to do it right. I mean I just might make mistakes if I should have to hurry up, and so I like to take my time. Take my time. Take my time. You know what that reminds me of? Somebody sitting on a piano bench playing the piano. See that? Harpsichord music is a little like piano music. I'd like to think about some harpsichord music. I remember a time when Franny Cole was playing her harpsichord at Francois Clemens' studio.
That's just beautiful. I think that's a great number to open with.
Well, I hope so.
Are you're going to play some, and then are you going to sing and
yes,
play together?
Yes, as a matter
together?
Of fact, we better get back to our practicing. Would you like to hear something that we can do together?
Sure.
Would you like to hear something? Let's do it. Sometimes I feel like a mother and
child.
Oh,
good.
Okay.
I'll just give you a couple of
okay.
Artists together. It's a knock at the door. Coming. Oh, it's Mr. McFeely. Come in, Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery to you.
How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. I have a delivery for you. A car polishing rag. In fact, it's a rag in a bag.
Okay, Mr. McFeely.
There you go, right there.
I need it, as a matter of fact, because I have my old car with me today.
I noticed it out there. Fine old car. If you could sign on the dotted line.
Certainly.
Okay, thank you. Say, have you heard about the variety show?
No, I haven't.
Well, Betty Ablin will be calling you someday, I'm sure.
Oh, good. Would you like to take a ride with me, Mr. McFeely?
Well, I'd like to. You know how much I like riding that old car, but I have a lot of deliveries today, so I better be delivering right on.
Okay,
already.
Fine, but I'll come out with you.
Okay.
Show my friend this old car.
Mighty fine old car, and happy polishing to you. Good day.
Thanks, Mr. McFeely. This is my old car. You ever seen one like this? Well, I've taken care of it ever since my mother and dad gave it to me. I'd like to show you some things about, you know, how the lights go on and the horn and things like that. Take a look at the lights. I'll turn them on for you. You see, this is the way it's done. In these old cars, you just go like this, and that turns the light on. And right here is the way you blow the horn. Listen for the horn. See that? When you sit on this seat, there's a roof over your head, you see. This is the roof. But there's another kind of seat in a car like this. It's called a rumble seat. It's right back here. I'll show it to you. See that? And when you sit in the rumble seat, you're right out in the air. There's no roof over you in the rumble seat. I guess it's called a rumble seat because you sort of feel the rumble from the wheels that are right under you as you go along. This is an old, old car, and it's a good car. And it's been good for a long time. I'm proud of it. Just see how this... I think this rag is just what I want. Yes, it is. It's just the one. I'll leave it in the car. You know, I have a film of a day when Mr. McFeely and I really did take a ride in this car. Let's go inside and look for that film. It's under here somewhere. No. This is it. I'd like you to see that day. First of all, look for the seat that Mr. McFeely sits in when we ride in this car. I'm driving the car all the time. But at first, Mr. McFeely sits in one of the seats, and then after he gets out, and I find Francois Clemens walking along, he gets in and sits in another seat. Look to see which seat he's sitting in, okay? And one other thing to look for. There's another neighbor, another man neighbor that you know very well who's in this film, and he's waving to us from his bicycle. It's not Mr. McFeely's bicycle. It's somebody else's. So look for those things in this film, all right? We'll put it in picture-picture and see the car ride film on Picture Picture. Which seat did Mr. McFeely sit in? The rumble seat. Mm-hmm. And who was that we saw who was waving to us as Mr. McFeely and I were riding along? Bob Trowe, wasn't it? On his bike. And he had his dark glasses on, too. And then what seat was it that Francois Clemens sat in? The one right beside me. Yeah. Oh, there's the telephone. Put this back. Hello? Hi, Betty. Well, I'm visiting with my friend. Yeah. Well, Mr. McFeely did mention a variety show. What are you going to do? Uh-huh. Oh. Fine. Well, sure, I'd like to help. All right. Well, I'll call you tomorrow to ask when it's a good time to come over. Fine. Thank you very much. Sure. Okay. Goodbye. That's Betty Everlin. And sure enough, they're going to have a variety show, and different people in the neighborhood are going to do different things. Wonder if Betty's going to do a ballet dance. She likes to try ballet once in a while. Yeah. We have some make-believe. What's this? The castle, isn't it? The castle of King Friday the 13th, Queen Sarah, and Prince Tuesday. And what's this? Lady Elaine Fairchild's museum go-round. Could use some of these blocks for other things. That could be the factory. And this could be the tree. How about this for the platypus place? And that for Daniel Tiger's clock. That could be part of the factory. And of course we have the trolley. Yeah. Now let's see, what will we make believe? I like it when Lady Elaine brings out her piano and plays her piano here. And we could make believe that Lady Aberlin is going to do a ballet dance right in the neighborhood of make believe. And she just dances over to the museum go-round. And maybe Robert Troll could come along a little later and try to dance with her. That might be fun. Let's pretend that, all right? Our neighborhood of make-believe.
Like you're all set to dance.
Well, I was.
You want some of this?
Let me hear it again a little.
There.
It's not just exactly what I had in mind, Lady Elaine, although it's fine.
Yeah, you want something classical?
Yes.
How about a little Chopin?
Do you play Chopin?
Of course. Van taught me the Black Key Etude. Suppose I give you a little piece of that.
Would you?
Sure. Like that?
It's beautiful. Just that I wish I had someone to dance with.
Well, I could dance with you, but then you wouldn't have much music. Look who's over there.
Robert Trull.
Robert Trull.
Do you have a minute?
Robert Trull.
Dude.
How about doing a little dance?
Oh, dance? No, I really can't dance very good, Lady Lane.
Oh, just try. I'm just making it up.
Are you?
Yeah.
Sure, dance with her, sweetie. I'll play for you.
All right, I'll try, but I'm not very, very good at it. I don't dance very well, and I just do not. But I'll see you later.
No.
Please, Robert Troll, just try it.
A little
you
Beethoven.
Can be my partner.
A little Beethoven will do it for both of you.
Is it slow, Lady Elaine?
Yes, a minuet.
Oh.
Minuet.
Just try. Just pretend you're a dancer. Please do.
Okay.
Thank you,
nice.
Robert. Oh, thank you, Lady Elaine.
Nice kitties. How about something a little fast?
Here. All right.
How about a Rondo a la Turco by Mozart?
Yes.
Rondo a la Turco.
Yeah, try it.
All right.
Goes like the wind.
Oh.
Sweetie.
My toe shoe came off. Uh-oh. I don't know how to work them very well yet, but I'm learning.
Oh, I think you're doing beautifully. I sure would like to launch into a bit of a waltz or
something. Oh, would you, Lady Lee?
Yeah, how about it?
A waltz.
Okay.
Neighborhood of make-believe. The way they dance together. Isn't that great? Oh, you can pretend anything. Sure, and you don't need fancy toys for make-believe either, or for any kind of play. You know what? Something like this box could be the castle, and a little box like this could be the trolley. Look, make the trolley come around like that. Sure, build your own neighborhood of make-believe with your own boxes. That one. That one. That one. That one. That one. That one. And that one. All seven boxes. There you are, fish. That's the way those boxes were when I brought them in today. We've had a good visit, haven't we? We've done lots of things. Sure, we'll do lots more things tomorrow. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up, ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. Snap, snap, it's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You know, I like you just the way you are. Sure, there's only one person in the whole world like you, and that's you yourself. I'll be back tomorrow. Goodbye.
People who gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is PBS.